This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up in Spain, the nation of the siesta, a plague of sleeplessness. First, the most intriguing story of the day comes out of Syria, where a powerful former general is reported to have committed suicide. His name is Ghazi Kanan, and he's been Syria's interior minister for the last few years. Many people think he may have been involved in the assassination of a leading political figure in neighboring Lebanon earlier this year. We heard brief details of this story earlier today on Morning Edition from NPR's Deb Amos in London. We've called her for more. Deb, what is Syria saying about the death of General Kanan?
Alex, there is a state news agency called Sana, which is never known for its speed or its precision. But today they were very quick in getting out the news that Ghazi Kanan had killed himself in his office before noon and that there will be an official investigation. The one thing they didn't say was this is unprecedented in the Arab world. It's a suicide during Ramadan. That's the holiest month of the year for Muslims. So it's like a suicide on Christmas Eve.
Wow. Okay, so give us a little more background on this. What's been happening in Syria's relationship with Lebanon this year? Bring us up on that.
Alex, we have to go back to February when there was the assassination of Rafiq Hariri. He was a former prime minister of Lebanon, a huge political figure in the country, and many people pointed the finger at Syria. A chain of events began, which meant that the Syrian army had to withdraw from Lebanon after almost 30 years. Ghazi Kanan, the man who committed suicide, an apparent suicide today, was the Syrian security chief in Lebanon for many, many years. When the United Nations began their investigation of this murder, Kanan was one of several high security officials who was questioned just last week. So he is a top suspect in this murder investigation, and he willingly spoke to the United Nations investigator, but it has put enormous pressure on Syria and on Kanan himself.
Well, apparently, Mr. Kanan, General Kanan, spoke on Lebanese radio earlier today. I guess there was some conversation about this investigation into the Hariri death. What did he say on the radio?
Well, what's peculiar about it, Alex, is he was the one who called the radio station. And apparently that's exactly what he wanted to talk about charges of corruption. Because about a week ago, the UN investigators got access to his Lebanese bank records. Now, what he was doing is calling to say, not me, I'm not corrupt. But then he said, this may be the last statement I make. Very shortly after that, the announcement came on Sana that he was dead.
Deb, I have to say, when I heard your report this morning, suicide of this man, and knowing a little bit about his background, I just wondered immediately, is this really a suicide? I mean, this is a region of all kinds of intrigue. There must be a lot of people who suspect, boy, that if he's dead, a lot of people would be happy that he's not alive to answer more questions.
Well, there's enormous chatter on all the websites that talk about Syria saying exactly that, but we will never know. This is a police state, and it's unlikely that we will know. I spoke earlier today with a source who has some familiarity with the United Nations investigation, and he said what many people who follow Syria were saying today, and that is this is a sign of panic in the regime. That they are under incredible pressure in Damascus, that they know this investigation is going forward, it is rigorous, and this first death shows how frightened this administration is.
Have you heard anything about what General Kanan may have told the UN?
We don't know. But what we do know is that the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, said in an interview that was recorded before Ghazi Kanan's suicide that if the UN investigators name any Syrians, they will be considered traitors and punished accordingly. Now, of course, he didn't know about this death when he made that interview. It is possible that Ghazi Kanan will be named, and he was already giving his judgment before this death.
And when is the UN report coming out?
Sometime next week. It's possible that the investigators could ask for an extension, but it seems unlikely.
Okay, great. Thanks, NPR's Deborah Amos in London. Thank you, Deb.
Thanks, Alex.